I got some so-called friends. Smile right to my face. All when my back is turned. They like to bury me without a trace. Oh no, no. Oh no, no. There's only one thing I need to know. Who's that? Are you on?
Welcome back, ladies and
gentlemen. Flying a JFK. My heart goes, my heart goes boom, boom, boom.
Oh yeah.
I know that custom.
Yeah, baby. You know that I have just an absolute sexual fantasy, so I'm going to go and join the TSA, and then I'm going to molest the world away. Oh, God dang, I love America. They even have call-outs for pedophiles to come and grope children at airports these days. Is this not the land of the free, the home of the brave? The beautiful, the proud, the oh my God. If anybody were to just see for only a second, for 1 second of day in the life of every horrible thing that's happening to people in America today, oh my God, the amount of trauma that you would suffer would just be extraordinary. You'd be living in tent cities. You'd be living in filth. You'd be pulled over by cops. You'd be breath tested. You'd be assaulted. You'd be tasered. You'd be lied to. You'd be poisoned every day from the poison in the air, soil, food, and the stuff that's deliberately put in the water and everywhere else. A totally poisoned experience for 1 second of everybody's life in America. That's what I fear will happen to everybody. And that's why I wanted all Americans to know that I don't care what bad stuff happens, I'll always be here in any capacity I can be to help all of you. All right? You're not in this fight alone. That's what a lot of Americans feel like, because there's a lot of Americans talking on American talk radio about how to save America, and a lot of New Zealanders talking about it. You know, I don't know. I just felt like I wanted to say that because I feel really sorry and I want to help.
Well, that's sweet of you, Vinny.
Yeah. It's genuine sorrow, though, Kev. Seriously.
Well, I know, and you know, a lot of folks feel that way around the world. They, you know, just look at the horrible things our government is doing, and instead of hating all of us U.S. Americans, they feel sorry for us because they recognize that we're getting it from the same government. And that's what I've been trying to wake people up to here, mainly by pointing at 9/11. Look, they don't just kill brown-skinned people in foreign countries with funny accents. They'll do it to you here, too. You know, they're after all of us. They're colonizing the whole world. And more and more people are figuring that out. I don't know if we're waking up quite fast enough to save ourselves, but we're working on it.
Yeah. Well, it's like triage on the battlefield, isn't it? You can't save everybody.
So, yeah, my latest scheme to save the public, as I said, is in this Press TV article where, you know, I discussed these different whistleblowers. The purpose of this is to, you know, get people who've heard of, you know, Julian Assange and Bradley Manning. It's kind of lefty people who haven't really fully woken up yet. And they'll see this. It'll come up in their search engines. And so they'll come and read the article. I started talking about them. And then I lead them into the real serious 9/11.
All right, quickly, just read the article, man.
Okay, here we go. So all these whistleblowers have suffered severe consequences for publicizing U.S. government secrets. The government's trying to dissuade others from following, but that government no longer has any legitimacy. In the murder of almost 3,000 Americans on September 11, 2001, it has waged two criminal wars of aggression and abolished the Bill of Rights, the heart of the U.S. Constitution, so it's no longer a government. It is a criminal syndicate. Under the circumstances, every American and every citizen of planet Earth needs to do whatever they can to publicize every U.S. government secret they can get their hands on. Anyone who has access to U.S. government secrets and who is not making every possible effort to expose them is supporting the criminal 9/11 complicit regime and thereby committing a crime against humanity. By ripping up the veil of secrecy and exposing everything the U.S. government is trying to keep secret, we can effect a nonviolent revolution, a revolution aimed at reestablishing transparent constitutional governance in the U.S. of A. So, if you have any state secrets, send them to me, Dr. Kevin Barrett at kbarrett@mirror.com. That's K-B-A-R-R-E-T-T at M-E-R-R.com. And I promise to do my best to publish them, even if I'm threatened with life in prison, death, or worse. I urge all of my readers to make the same pledge on their own blogs and social media pages. Together, we can peacefully destroy the national security state that's overthrown constitutional governance in the USA. In so doing, we'll be saving millions of lives. For those who make this peaceful revolution impossible, will, as JFK said, make violent revolution inevitable. All right, that's the ending to my forthcoming Press TV article. What do you think?
It's fabulous, man. And I think it's happening, right? You see evidence of what you're calling for coming out day by day. And I think as people, as human beings, we all want to see the end result now. We're not prepared to wait a lifetime to see if an experiment works. Most of us don't have that patience. We want something like freedom and liberty back right now, as quickly as possible, in any way that's possible. And I feel that if we are all working in whatever capacity we can, in whatever area is our expertise, then I think that cumulative effect of people resisting on all sides in all different ways is impossible for the machine to counteract. You know, like World War II, Hitler fighting a war on more than two fronts, you know, it's impossible. Can't do it. What the New World Order is trying to do is enslave us in every single way, but that means they've got to contain resistance that comes at them from every single direction. And it's a very, very bold move, but I feel that anybody who's played a game of Risk should understand the basic principle that if you spread your lines and your troops too thin, even if you hold strategic choke points, you can be pushed through very, very easily as if there was nothing there whatsoever.
That's a good metaphor, and I think you're right. They've spread themselves very thin, and this concept of leaderless resistance where everybody is resisting in a particular way that suits them is fabulous because, you know, in the past, a lot of rebellions have depended on charismatic leaders, and that means that they can amputate the movement by killing somebody like Dr. King or JFK, who was way out ahead of the peace movement at the time. You know, JFK was planning all-out disarmament. He was calling for complete disarmament, and he had a plan for it. And if he'd been reelected, he was going to try to go get the Russians to agree to not only getting rid of all nuclear weapons, but all armed forces, period, and push it on the whole planet. And that concept wasn't, of course, very popular with the military-industrial complex. And since he was so far ahead of the people and he was the only one really doing this, it was easy to destroy what movement there was by killing him. And likewise with Dr. King and so on. So when you have a movement in which everybody or huge numbers of people are very much aware of what's going on and they're all fighting in their own particular creative ways on their own fronts, that's a hard thing for them to stop. You know, I kind of feel sorry for them sometimes. You know, they're really, and they're depending on troops that don't know what's going on. You know, if you're in a war, you want to have your side well-informed and capable of taking strategic decisions right on down to the level of the guys on the battlefield. And right now, our side is very well-informed. We're getting first-rate intelligence from sources like Veterans Today and American Freedom Radio.
And your dog.
and my dog. Yeah, yeah, the dog is even barking out state secrets right now. So, yeah, and the other side is a bunch of morons. They don't know what's going on.
I am glad to hear that you've got such vocal support in your neck of the woods, Kevin.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's actually my mother's dog. My own dog is even stronger of a supporter. If you heard him barking, you know, it would probably, you know, break the volume knob on your computer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think what would be funny is if you, I don't know, they're not ex-drug dog sniffer dogs or anything like that. But anyway, if you got elected into Congress or anything, Kevin, I hope you do, because it'd be so awesome to see you in there, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I think I'm really thinking very, very strongly of running next time around. I almost ran this last time, and I kind of wish I had, but was a little late. I just kind of have this
fantasy of seeing you chasing around, I don't know, some description of filthy, disgusting congressman with your dogs or something like that on the, you know, biting him and tearing his arm off on the White House lawn, you know, like Jefferson styles or you know.
Well, you know, actually my style is probably more, you know, giving people pies in the face and stuff. And my dogs, too. I have a very gentle dog.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, see, my dog is actually a really good guard dog who protects me from all of the crazy people who would really like to do harm to such a wild and crazy Muslim conspiracy theorist. My dog is so sweet that he charms those people. By the time he's done with them, they've rolled over on their backs and stuck their arms and legs in the air and are begging for us to rub their tummies.
I have seen that the guys with the FBI SWAT uniforms kind of thing just on their back, you know, just legs in the air, tongues out, you know.
Yeah, we managed to disarm a whole team of them that way last time they raided my house.
And speaking of raiding your house, you know how in the world we live in, everybody gets the same tyranny, but we just get it at different stages. You know, like now. We're getting drones. Okay, the New Zealand police have now confirmed that they're looking at using drones for, you know, policing traffic or doing whatever. And they're also thinking about drug testing every single person who draws a government benefit for drugs and all that kind of stuff. And it's just more of the same. And we also just passed the first sweeping amendment to allow gay marriage. And I wanted to know a reaction from a religious or a Muslim perspective on that whole gay marriage thing was. Because I've heard many, 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 and believe me, Kevin, this is a great distraction, because previously we were talking about asset sales and selling our state power companies, which is going to basically make everybody's power bills double. That's what we were talking about before this gay marriage thing came up. Now, don't be talking about anything else.
Yeah, I think it's a big distraction. You know, the powers that be are using divide and conquer tactics everywhere, you know, whether it's in the Middle East, where they play up the sectarian and ethnic differences, you know, the Kurds versus the Arabs versus the Persians, and the Sunni Muslims versus the Shia Muslims versus the Alawis and things like that, like versus the Christians. They draw those lines and they get people fighting each other. And they've done the same thing with these social issues, you know, the gay marriage and the women's rights and this and that. They split off the working class people who are socially conservative from the ones who are less so and get them fighting with each other. So, you know, it's best to try to find a way to, you know, to not get too bogged down in those kinds of issues. In Islam, of course, you know, that we have particular rules of marriage, but Islam also does recognize that there are other communities and they're allowed to run their own affairs. So if we had an Islamic government, let's call it here or wherever, they would, or at least they should, if they're doing it right, allow the minority communities of Christians and Jews and Buddhists and whoever else to have their own marriage rules. And as long as those communities are not causing too much trouble in the public sphere, then they're left alone. And that's true for everything in Islam. You know, we have a lot of guidelines for how to live properly. But people who are not following those guidelines, as long as they're not doing it too publicly and causing trouble that way, we're not going to look for them and hunt them down and cause them trouble. You know, what you do behind closed doors is your own business.
Yeah, and that's another thing. people say, oh, why should you legalize gay marriage? Why shouldn't you blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, why shouldn't we? Okay, have they hurt anybody? No. Have they damaged anybody's property, stolen anything from them? No. There's none of any of our business.
Right, okay. Right.
And at the end of the day, we've already got civil unions here, which is a piece of paper saying that you're this, that, and the other, practically like a marriage. And so now we're going to legalize this, which makes absolutely no difference because they got the exact same thing anyway. Okay, so basically, it literally is a nothing issue. But because of the name of it, the gay marriage, is have you noticed it's kind of hyped up and just says everybody just gay marriage. You know, it's almost inciting debate, right?
Well, it is.
In a most fracking cynical way.
Right. It's inciting not only debate, but meaningless debate and social breakdown. You know, there is that whole issue of the powers that be attempting to eliminate the cohesiveness of the societies that they control so they can control them even more.
Yeah. Well, I think that at the end of the day, if you ain't harming nobody or damaging anybody's stuff, do what you like. That's should be the law. You know, and what's that? 7-Eleven words or something like that? Everybody would be able to understand that law, wouldn't they? And then might have a responsible society for once. We'll be right back after the break.